You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network. This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye and welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business. Business success. Today we are speaking to Sean Bergen, co-founder and president at AP Telecom, an award-winning telecom and fiber consulting company that specializes in emerging markets. Sean, welcome to Enterprise Radio.
Hi, Eric. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. So first of all, for starters, how does AP Telecom achieve global reach and attract a global client base?
Yeah, it was always a challenge when we started the firm. Five and a half years ago, the aim was to address the carrier markets in these emerging markets, places like Africa, Southeast Asia, Latin America. And when we started, we had a very small team. There was only two of us. And we found that social media actually really helped us punch above our weight. So we're very prolific LinkedIn, Twitter, Facebook users, along with our website, obviously. So we found that not necessarily pumping 1,000 tweets a day out helped us, but what we found did help was consistently using those platforms. So we sort of always make sure that we at least do 3 or 4 tweets a day, and keep everything completely up to date. Refresh the website every year or two, and we found that. A lot of people don't go looking for the sort of services that we offer. We actually have to go out and find the clients ourselves. But once we've engaged with them, the first thing they do is really do a deep dive into these platforms and see what we're all about. So we found that when you're trying to reach a whole bunch of markets and you've got a very small team, these things are incredibly important.
Very interesting. AP Telecom has a global client base, obviously largely in emerging markets. What's the benefit of focusing on those particular markets?
Well, they've got their upsides and they've got their downsides. The benefits are a lot of people that want to do business, or that do business in general, are a little bit scared of emerging markets for reasons like language, culture. Commercials are somewhat different sometimes, and of course you've got the associated costs of dealing in emerging markets with travel and time zones. Prime example of this call, we're opposite ends of the earth. So a lot of people find it challenging, and to a large extent that's one of the benefits, because if it was easy, everybody would be doing it. So what we find is that those markets are not necessarily largely untapped, which is an overly used expression, but they generally do appreciate and need some help and guidance. And the sort of services we offer are hard to find for them, and we're embraced by a lot of these folks. Some of the challenges, really, you can get over the language one quite easy. Culturally, you just need to do a bit of homework. Commercials sometimes can be a little bit different, and it's quite interesting that... We've made our mistakes in the past, and we learn a lot more from them than we do our successes. And things like understanding tax regimes. The last thing you want to be doing is sending out an invoice for your goods or services and then find that there's a withholding tax that you can't claim back. That might be worth 10, 20% of your invoice value. So we've made those sort of mistakes in the past, and I suppose the key in emerging markets is doing the homework, doing it again, they're validating it in person and really trying to embrace the concept that things are going to be different everywhere you go.
With clients spread out across the globe, you're actually in Cambodia as we speak. How do you manage client relationships with a relatively small team?
Well, there's about 12 of us now, so it's not so bad. But what we've found is we embrace something called touch points. So we effectively make sure that we touch each customer at least once a day, each, between the two principals in the company. The other employees just they might manage the business in terms of delivering goods and services. But both myself and the other co-founder, we ensure that at least once a day we each communicate with every one of our customers, whether it be a simple email relating to some activity that's underway with our client, whether it be something that we might have seen in the news that's relevant to them in their part of the world. So that's really key for us. And we find that whether you might only physically get to visit them twice a year, for example, but at least they know that you're thinking of them with those two touch points a day that we do. So we find that helps us. Once again, it's about punching above your weight and being perceived to be bigger than you actually are. And little things like that go a long way towards it.
Most definitely. Today we're joined by Sean Bergen, co-founder and president at AP Telecom, an award-winning telecom and fiber consulting company that specializes in emerging markets, here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Sean, does AP Telecom have a CSR program?
Yes, we do. We started our CSR, our corporate social responsibility program, about 3 years ago. We actually established a 501c charity in the US, and we felt that particularly, on the theme of emerging markets, which is where we largely operate, there's a lot of scope to actually give back to the community. So we're focused on Southeast Asia at the moment in that regard, and we've made some donations to folks like our Friends International. And it just dovetails beautifully into the sort of work we do, because our business is all about enabling internet access at a country level. For example, here in Cambodia, where I am today, there's a new submarine cable being built. It's going to be the first time Cambodia has actually had its own direct access to the internet. So once that happens, things like education and the economy of the country in general improve because of this access. So it was a nice way to be able to get involved and start donating time and cash into these markets. And we find that payback, it's not always altruistic. Obviously, it feels nice to help underprivileged people, but it's also nice to it's a nice virtuous circle, it goes around and comes back. So we find that having that CSR program is a benefit to the communities in which we operate, and also a benefit to ourselves. So everybody should be looking at doing something similar.
And what an experience to be involved with. Lastly, how far into the future does AP Telecom plan or have a roadmap for?
Well, we started the company in 5.5 years ago. We have, about 18 months ago, we produced our Vision 2020 document. So theoretically, we're looking at least 5 years ahead all the time. In the technology industry, obviously, we always have massive step change in technology and breakthroughs. We need to understand what's coming down the pipeline, because in the industry we operate, our customers look 5 to 10 years ahead also. And their purchasing cycles and their thought processes is based on technologies that are coming, and that affects the decisions they're making today in terms of what they buy, whether they buy short-term or long-term. So we've had to a large extent, have that longer-term view. Looking towards next year, for example, would be fraught with danger for us as a business. So we always need to plan at least 5 to 7 years out. And I think most businesses would have that vision, but we take it to the next level. We look at everything right through to our MarCom strategy. Every aspect of our business plan is stretched out over that period.
Certainly has been good to have spoken with you this morning. I certainly appreciate your taking out the time to be with us and to get us up to date on what's going on with AP Telecom and what you're involved with in the communities out there in Southeast Asia. Tell our listeners where they can get more information about AP Telecom online.
Sure. Thanks, Eric. Our website's www.aptelecom.com. very easy to find.
Yeah, you can't beat that. Well, Sean, thanks so much for taking the time to be with us here today on Enterprise Radio. Certainly look forward to the opportunity of speaking with you once again in the future.
Okay, thank you, Eric.
And you're more than welcome. We've been speaking with Sean Bergen, co-founder and president at AP Telecom, an award-winning telecom and fiber consulting company that specializes in emerging markets. And once again, the website of reference, and for more information, it's aptelecom.com. And this is Eric Dye. You've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.